B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel. We're going to start from the second line from the top of the Omud. Chasidim v'anshei ma'isa chulu. This takes us back to the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Omud Aleph, where it says there that the Chasidim, the pious people, the pious men v'anshei ma'isa, and those with good deeds, they would dance. Hoyu merakdim b'fneim. They would dance before the Levim and those that were singing with their musical instruments, and they had these flaming torches in their hands, and they would say songs and praise to Hashem, says the Gemara. Toner Rabbonon, yesh mehem, some of these chasidim v'anshei ma'isa, some of those that were dancing there in the Ezras Noshim, oimrim, they would say, Ashrei Yalduseinu, praiseworthy, fortunate to our youth, they did not put our old age to shame. That means they didn't do any averus when they were young, that they would have to be embarrassed of them when they were older. And they are referred to as chasidim and anshei ma'isa, because chasidim are people generally who were always chasidim, they were always pious people. Others were saying, Ashrei ziknuseinu, Shekipro es yalduseinu, that fortunate for our older age that atoned for the things we did wrong when we were younger. And elu bali tshuva, those are the bali tshuva, those that repent. Elu ve'elu oimrim, both groups say, Ashrei mi shelei chato, fortunate is the one, praiseworthy is the one that doesn't do averus. Or mi shechato, and somebody who did do averus, yoshuv, he should return and do tshuva, v'yim chiloi, and he will be forgiven. Says the Gemara Tanya, Omro lov al Hillel HaZokin, it was said about Hillel the Elder, Keshehoyo sameach b'simchas beis ha-she'eva, when he was very joyous at the Simchas beis ha-she'eva, he would say as follows, Omar Kain, and he was actually saying this in the name of Hashem. He was, so to speak, quoting Hashem. Im ani kan, if I, Hashem, are here, and all the while that I want the Beis HaMikdosh and I want my Shechina to rest here, then hakil kan, then everybody can come here, and there's a Beis HaMikdosh. Vim ein ani kan, but if you do averus and the Shechina goes away from the Beis HaMikdosh, and there isn't a Beis HaMikdosh, vim eini kan, mi kan, then who's going to come to the Beis HaMikdosh? Hu hoya oimer kein, and he would also say that lamokim shani oihev, to the place that I love to go, shom, that I love, shom raglois melichos oisi, and that is where my feet carry me. Im tovoy el beisi, and Hashem says, if you come to my home, the Beis HaMikdosh, the place where my name is revealed in its full glory, ani ovoy el beischa, then I will come and rest my Shechina in your home. Im ata loy tovoy el beisi, but if you don't come to my home, to the Beis HaMikdosh, says Hashem, ani loy ovoy el beischa, I won't come and reside my Shechina in your home. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, b'chol ha-mokim, asha'az kires shemi, to any place, that means if one comes to a place which was the perfect place where Hashem's name is revealed in its true glory, the Beis HaMikdosh, then ovo yelecho uveirachticho, I will come to you and bless you. Afu, and this is a Mishnah in Maseches Avos, Perek Beis, also from Hillel, ra'o gulgoyles achas, he saw the skull of a known murderer who used to kill people. He saw the skull shetzofa al pnei ha-mayim, that was floating on the water. Omer lo, he said to the skull, al de'ataft atfucho, it's because you drowned other people, other victims, that your head is now floating on the water. Umeitifich yetoifun, but don't worry, those criminals that killed you are also going to end up in the same way, that they're going to be killed and their heads will be floating on the water. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ragloihi debar inish, a person's feet, Inun Arvin bo, Arvin bay, they are his guarantor to take him to where he has to go. La'atar de mitbi, to a place where a person is summoned, Tamon mevilin yose, then his feet will lead him to that place. And Rashi says here that a place where it's been decreed a person should pass away, should die in that place, then his feet are going to take him to that place in order that he can die in that place. And a story to prove this, Hanu Tarti Kushoi. Shlomo HaMelech had two two people, two scribes that were very good looking, and that's why they called them Kushoi, compared them to the people of Kush, that they were standing, they were before Shlomo HaMelech, and they were, it's mentioned in Pasuk HaMelechim, Eli Choyref v'Achia b'nei Shisha, they were the two sons of Shisha, Eli Choyref and Achia, and Yahisha, then they were Soifrim, they were the scribes of Shlomo HaMelech. Yomachad, one day, Chazio leMalach HaMoves, Shlomo HaMelech saw the Malach HaMoves, Dehava Ka'otziv. He saw the angel of death that was downcast, that was feeling upset. Omar Lei, Shlomo HaMelech asked him, Amayatzivus, why are you feeling downcast today? Omar Lei, so the Yetzer Hara told Shlomo HaMelech, Dekaboi Minoi, because it's been demanded of me to bring up to the world up there, to kill, so to speak, to take the neshamas of Hanutrei Kishoi Dios V'Hocha. Of these two Kushim, that means these two brothers, Elichoyref and Achia, B'nei Shisha, that are sitting here in front of you, I have to take them. Mosrinu, we know that Shlomo HaMelech, he had a handle on all the powers in the universe, including the demons, the Shadim. So Mosrinu, he gave these two servants, he tried to save their life. So he handed over these two people, these two scribes, L'si'irim, to the demons. And Shodrinu, and he sent them L'mechoizo de Luz, to the town of Luz. And we know that in the town of Luz, the Yetzara had no power. Discussed in Sayyid Daf Memvov. Kimotu L'mechoizo de Luz, as they arrived to the place of Luz, Shchivu, they died at the entrance of Luz. L'mochro, the next day, Chazio Malach HaMoves, Dehava Kabodach. The next day, the Shlomo HaMelech again saw the Malach HaMoves, but this time the Malach HaMoves was very happy. Omar Lei, so Shlomo HaMelech asked them, the Malach HaMoves, am I bedichas? What are you so happy about today? Omar Lei, so the Malach HaMoves said to Shlomo HaMelech, ba'ataru deboi minoi tamon shodretinu. I was told to take away the neshamas of these two people, but there was an extra clause to that demand, that I have to take them away at the entrance of Luz. And I had a problem yesterday because they were here. So, and tamon shodretinu, and you sent them exactly to where I needed to take them. And that's why I'm very happy today. Miyad posach Shlomo va'omar, immediately Shlomo HaMelech responded by saying, Ragloi debar inish, a person's feet, inun arvim bay, they are guarantor, la'atar de mitzvah tamon mevila yosei, the place where they are summoned to, tamon mevilin yosei, the feet will take them. That means ultimately a person gets taken to where he has to go, where he has to be, irrespective of where his brain is and what he wants to do, where he's supposed to be, his feet will take him. Continues the Gemara Tanya. Omro lo v'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Kishoyo sameach simchas beis ha-she'eva. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was being very joyous at the simchas beis ha-she'eva. Hoyanoitel shmoinu avukos shel ur. He would take 8 torches that were these torches that were fiery. They were aflame. V'zoyrik achas v'noitel achas. He would take one and throw one. V'ein noy. That means what we would call juggling. And one wouldn't touch the other. And he did this with 8 torches. When he would bow down, then he would poke 2 of his thumbs into the ground. And he would bend and bow down. Besides his 2 thumbs, no part of his body was touching the ground. And he nonetheless lowered himself right down and kissed the ground. And there's a virtue of doing this, as the Pasuk says, that one should kiss the land, kirotzu avodecho es avoneo. Mozoikev, and then he would arise. Ve'ein kol beri yechel lasis kein. In his generation, there was nobody else that could do such a feat, such a maneuver. Vazuhi kido. This is what's referred to as kido. This maneuver, this position is called kido. Levi achve kido kameda rebi. Levi did kido, did a move like this in front of Rebbe. Ve'itla. And he became lame. Asks the Gemara, Vaha Garmule, was it really the reason that he became lame is because of something that he didn't do this maneuver properly, or his back or his hips couldn't deal with this type of maneuver, and therefore he became lame? Vahomer Rebeloza, did Rebeloza not say there was a different reason that Levi was punished and became lame? La'olam Rabbi Loza says, "La'olam al yatiach odom dvorim klape mailo." A person shouldn't cast words that are possibly inappropriate towards Hashem. Shari odom godol, a great person, hitiach dvorim klape mailo. He cast his words towards Hashem. And this is discussed in the Gemara in Tainis Daf Chofei, exactly what he said. V'itlan, he became lame. Umanu, who is this great person who became lame because of the way he spoke to and about Hashem? Levi was Levi. So now you're saying that the reason he became lame is because of this maneuver that he did. Did we not say it was because of the way he spoke? Answers the Gemara. Both together caused him to... That means because he had spoken inappropriately, therefore when he did this maneuver that needed a little bit more siyata dishmaya to come out of it, okay, he didn't have that siyata dishmaya and didn't have that protection, and therefore he got hurt. Continues the Gemara. Levi have a metayil, or some say metalil, kamei de Rebbe. Rebbe was the Nossi, was the leader of Klal Yisrael, and they would honor him by making him happy, because he was constantly worrying, he was doyeg, Rashi says, for the sorrows of Klal Yisrael, for the sick people of Klal Yisrael, and they wanted to make him happy. So Levi, he was sporting before Rebbe, kamei de Rebbe, betamnis sikini, he was juggling with 8 knives. Shmuel kamei de Shvur Malka, and Shmuel was doing this in front of the king Shvur Malka. Betmanyo mazge chamra, he would juggle with 8 glass cups full of wine. He would juggle them, and no wine, the glass wouldn't smash, and no wine would spill out. Abaya kamei de Rava, betamna beya. Abaya would juggle before Rava with 8 eggs. Vomrilo arba beya, and some say with 4 eggs. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Omri Bishua ben Chananya. Kishayinu smeichim simchas beis ha-sheiva. When we used to be very joyous at the simchas beis ha-sheiva, lo yirainu sheinu beinenu. We didn't see any sleep with our eyes. Ketzad, what was the day, what was the program through the 24 hours of the day? They didn't have time to sleep a whole week. Shari sheinu, the first hour of the day, tomit shel shachar. They were engaged in bringing and offering the korban tomid of the morning. Misham, after that litfila, they went to daven. Misham le korban musaf. From there they went and they offered up the korban musaf. Misham litfila samusafin. And from there he went to daven musaf. Misham le beis hamedrash. From there they went to the beis hamedrash to learn Torah. Misham le achida v'shtiya. From there they went to eat a suda. It's Shabbat. It was Yom Tov Chol HaMoed. They would eat the suda. Misham l'tfilas ha-mincha. From there they would go and daven mincha. Misham l'tomid shel bein arbaim. From there they would go and offer the korban tomid of the afternoon. Bikan ve'elech. And from the korban tomid shel bein arbaim, all the way till the next morning, l'simchas beis ha-sheva. They were dancing in the Ezras Noshim. Simchas beis ha-sheva was when they have time to sleep. Asks the Gemara, Eini, how can it possibly be that for a whole week they didn't sleep? Did Rabbi Yechanan not say, Shvuah, if somebody makes a vow, Shvuah, Shaloi Ishan, he's not going to sleep 3 days for 3 consecutive days. Malkin, I say, we give him Malkus because he made a Shvuah Shav, he made a Shvuah in vain. Because to say that you're not going to sleep, it's the same way as making a Shvuah, pointing to a block of stone and saying it's gold. And something which is not possible, and you get Malkus for that. V'yoshan alta, he gets the Malkus, the Shvuah is totally invalid, and he can go to sleep straight away. So how can you say you didn't sleep for a week? It's not possible, you can't stay awake for 3 days in a row. Elohochikoma, what they meant was, lo'ta'amnu tam sheina. Of course we fell asleep, we dozed off here and there, but we didn't get the feel, the taste of sleep, that we didn't have. Dehava menamnama, we would just doze off, akasfad hadodi, on each other's shoulders. Continues the Gemara, Chameshesrei Mailois, and this takes us back to the Mishnah at the top of Nun Aleph Amud Beis, that the Levium would stand on the steps, on the 15 steps leading from the Shaar Nikonor at the entrance to the Ezras Yisrael, down to the Ezras Noshim, that they would stand on these 15 steps, and these 15 steps would correspond to the 15 Prokim of Tehillim that start with the words Shir HaMalois. Omer le Rav Chisda lahum de Rabbonon de Hava komesader agadete kamei. There was this chacham that was reading the agadetas before Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda said to him as follows. Omer le, he said to him, Shmia lecha, have you heard hani chamesh esrei mailois? These 15 shira mailois keneged mi omram, because the 15 steps were corresponding to the 15 Shir HaMalos. But the 15 Shir HaMalos, what were they corresponding to? Where did they come from? Keneged mi omram David? What was David, what when David HaMelech said them, what was he alluding to? What were they corresponding to? Omer li, they said to him, Hachi Omer B'Yechanon. B'Yechanon says as follows, B'shal shekoro David shitin, when David HaMelech was digging these shisin, these pits, this cavity underneath the Mizbeach that would receive the wine and the water that was poured on top of the Mizbeach. And we already said before, there was a discussion whether it was dug by, was it man-made or was it from, did Hashem make them in Sheshes Mebereshes? So here clearly, in this Braisa, or Rabbi Yochanan is clearly learning that it was David HaMelech that dug them out and not, and it wasn't done by Hashem back then. And there are other ways of understanding this. It could be that David, it just got blocked a little bit and David HaMelech had to unblock it. Either way, what happened then was when David HaMelech was engaged in preparing the Shisim, then Kofa Tohima, the deep waters of the Tohim started coming up. Uboye le mishta fa alma and threatened to flood the whole world. Omer David, Chamesh Shemailis. David HaMelech said the 15 Shira Malis, Vahiridon, and the water went back down. Asks the Gemara, Ihocha, if so, why is David HaMelech calling them Shir HaMalis? You should call them Shir HaYordais. It wasn't the song of rising, it was a song of descending. Yehocha chameshesre mailois, yerdois mi boile, they should be called yerdois. Answers the Gemara Omale. So he said to him, Hoil vat charton milsa, now that you've reminded me and you've asked me this question, I now remember, hochi itma, I now remember exactly what happened there. And if we have all the details, we'll then understand why they're actually called mailois and not yerdois. Because what happened? When David HaMelech was digging the pits under the Mizbeach, Kofa Tohima, the waters of the Tohim, rose, Ubal Mishtafa Alma, and was threatened to flood the world. Omar David HaMelech said, and because his Rebbe Achitofel was there, David HaMelech did not want to paskin on his own. So David HaMelech said, Mi'ika de Yoda, is there anyone here that knows, Ishori Lemichtav Shem, and can I write one of Hashem's holy names, a chaspa on a shard of earthenware, v'neshadya b'tohim, and throw it into the waters that are coming up from the Tohim. Umonach, and then the waters will relax, will calm down, and won't come up and flood the world. Lekad omale midi. Nobody said anything. Nobody responded. Omar David. David realized that it could be that there was somebody who knew what to say and just wasn't saying it. So David responded by saying, Kol de yod alameimar, anyone who knows how to rule this halacha, ve'einoy oimer, and doesn't say so, yichonek begroinoy, will get strangled by his throat. Nosa Achitofel kalvachoyme ba'atzmos, Achitofel himself, he made a kalvachoyme himself. And said as follows, Umar la'asis shalom bin ishli ishtri, in order to make peace between a man and his wife, Omra Teiru, because when a woman is a Saita, and we don't know if she's Tahir or Tomei, if she did Navir or not, then Omra Teiru, the Teiru says, Shmi, my name, says Hashem, Shen Nichtov B'Kdusha, that's written B'Kdusha in a Sefer Teira. Yimoche ala maim. It can get rubbed out in water, get erased, in order to prove and to verify that she's Tahir, and then there'll be Shalom between a husband and wife. Then lastly, Shalom l'kol ha'olam kula, in order to make peace for the whole world and save the whole world from being flooded, Allah has come over come, or even more so, it should be allowed. So Omar leis, Achitofel said to David HaMelech, Shari, it's mutter. Kosav Shem Achaspa, so David HaMelech wrote a name on this shard of earthenware, v'shodi l'tahoima, and threw it into the tahoim, into the depths of the water. V'nochis tahoima, and the water went down, shitzer alfa garmidi, 16,000 amos it went down. When David HaMelech saw that the water had gone so far down, Omar, he said, Kama de midli, the higher the water is, closer to the surface of the earth, Tfei Mirtav Alma, then the earth, the earth on the surface of the world will be more moist and things will grow better. So he wanted now to raise the water, just not too much. So Omar Chamesh Esrei Mailois, so he said 15 times Shir HaMailois, V'askei Chamesh Esrei Alpha Garmidi, of the 16,000 amos that the water went down, they came back up 15,000 amos, va'oikme, and they stood, ba'alfi garmidi, 1,000 amos below the surface of the ground. Oma'ula, So Ula said, Shema Mino, from here we see that Sumcha Da'ara, the thickness of the earth, the thickness between the top layer of the earth and the lowest, and the thickness before it reaches the Tahoim, the subterranean fountains and waters, is the Da'ara of the earth, is Alfi Garmid, is 1,000 Amis. Asks the Gemara, V'chazinon, we see the Charinon Purta, that in some places you dig just a little bit, V'nafka Maya, and you already reach water. So you see it's much closer to the surface than 1,000 Amis. Omer of Mesharshir, Mesharshir says, Hahu Mesulma Depras. These are the ladders, so to speak, that are raising the waters of the river Pros. And Rashi explains how this works. But the Pros, which was a river that the source of the water was quite high up, and therefore it must be that underground there's water on quite a high level in order for the water to come out at the mouth of the Pros. And since water underground is on a high level, when one digs in that area, then on a higher level, then one will find water because the whole water raises up. And Rashi explains this more in detail a little bit. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, and Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah says that the Kohanim would stand at first at the gate, the Shara Nikonor, between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Noshim, and they would blow the trumpets at the right time, when it started getting light, they would blow a Tkiah, through and Tkiah. Then they would go down to the 10th step, and they would do that again, and then when they would reach the ground, the floor, they would do that a third time. Says the Gemara, Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lemailo Asiris, when it says that they blew again when they got to the 10th step, Dnoches Chamisha Vakoya Asara, does that mean they went down 5 steps and they were now in the 10th step from the bottom? Oidilma Dnoches Asara, or does it mean they went down 10 steps? Vakoya Chamisha, and they were standing on the 5th step? Teiku, the Gemara says, we have no way of resolving that and we have to let that stand. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Mimashma Shenemar, Upneim Kedmo, the Pasuk in Yecheskel says as follows. The Pasuk says, Upneim Kedmo, Vaheima Mishtachavim Kedmo Lashemesh. This is referring to those ancestors who served Avodah Zarah, who they were facing the Mizrach, and their backs were towards the Heichal. And that's what we mentioned in the Mishnah, that the ancestors, they served Avodah Zarah, they bowed down to the sun. And in contrast to that, the later generations, the Kohanim said, we're not that way. And they turned around and bowed to the Heichal. So the Pasuk says, Ufneim Kedmo Vaheima Mishtachavim Kedmo Lashemesh. So the Gemara says, Ufneim Kedmo Ein Yodea Shechoreim Aleichel Hashem. Because the Pasuk there says, let's read from the beginning of the Pasuk. Vayovei oisi el chatzar beis Hashem apnimis v'hinei pesach heichal Hashem bin ha'ulam v'hinei ha'mizbeach ke'esrim v'chamish o'ish achireem el heichal Hashem. Their backs were towards the heichal. Upneem kedmo v'hima mishtachvim kedmo la'shemesh. If it says that they were facing the Mizrach, do we not take it for granted that their backs was towards the heichal? Eloma talmud lo'im achireem el heichal Hashem. So why does the Pasuk have to tell us that their backs were towards the Heichal, towards Ma'ariv? Says the Gemara, Melameh Chayu Poirin Atzmon, that those Oivdei Avodah Zarah, that it was bad enough that they were bowing to the sun, but even worse than that, they would reveal themselves, Umatrizin Klapimata, and they would relieve themselves that way, Klapimata, which seems to mean it's just a refined way of saying it, but it means to say that they would relieve themselves in that very degrading way towards Milo, towards Hashem, towards the Shechinah. Continues the Gemara, that we saw in the Mishnah, that what would they say? So they would say, Onu ba'as l'ka einenu. Our eyes are to you, Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ho Yushoinim, they would double that. Va'omer, and they would say, Onu l'ka, we are to you, Hashem. U'l'ka einenu, and to Hashem are our eyes. That's where we look towards. Asks the Gemara, Eini, how could you say that? How could you have a double term referring to Hashem, first saying, Onu l'ka, and then saying, U'l'ka einenu? Does this not seem as if there's two Koz Chasu Shalom, there's two Hashems, Onu l'ka to one, and l'ka einenu another? And we know that we have an issue with that, with saying something that would sound as if there's two powers. V'omer Abzeira, did Abzeira not say, Kol Ha'imer Shema Shema, anyone who says twice Shema, Keilu Omer Moidim Moidim, as if he says twice Moidim. And we know from the Mishnayos that in Brochus and Megillah that Meshaskin Oisei, we quieten him down and say, don't talk like that. You have to talk to one power. Don't make it sound as if there's two. So how can Rabbi Yehuda here say twice Onu Luka Uluka Inenu? The Gemara says no. It wasn't just a saying the same thing with a double term. That's a problem. That's an issue. Here they were actually saying two separate things, and therefore it's okay. First they were saying that those ancestors used to bow to the Mizrach, and we are towards Hashem. And another thing, that when it says ve'inenu l'ka, it doesn't just mean that, you know, we are to Hashem. No, it means that our eyes are expectantly looking towards Hashem. We're relying on Hashem. It's not, that means the first phrase is that we're not doing Avodah Zarah. They did Avodah Zarah. They didn't serve Hashem, and we're to Hashem. And now it's saying that all our expectations and all our hopes and everything that we strive for is all towards Hashem. So it's saying something else. Saying something else. There's no issue of a double term. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.